This is Daniel Fazina from Divine Intervention Radio, and you are listening to Do Not Keep Silent.
Welcome to Do Not Keep Silent.
Speaking out the name of Jesus in action and word.
Encouraging and equipping.
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves.
Do what it says. Do not keep silent.
It, that's exciting to me. Everybody, I'm sitting down today with Grant Jeffrey. He is the author of The Global Warming Deception. And Grant, before we continue to move on, if people are listening and this is very much interesting to them and they're trying to find out, okay, how do I get information, how can people get your book?
Well, my book, The Global Warming Deception, is now in bookstores, both Christian and secular. They can also get it by going on my website, which is simply grantjeffrey.com. Just Grant Jeffrey is one word, .com, and they can order that book. It's on the homepage, and they can order any of my other books as well.
Okay, and I'm going to spell that out, everybody. It's Grant, that G-R-A-N-T, and then Jeffrey is J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, for those of you who may be wondering how to spell that. So it's Grant Jeffrey. You said .com, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, .com. And so, Grant, our listeners who are listening, let's say there's some who are just, they're right on board with you, they're understanding. What now, though? I mean, what can we do as average Joes?
Well, the first thing to do when you are being deceived is inform yourself. And that's why I would recommend anyone who is interested in this needs to acquire my book, read it, go to the internet, go to your library, verify my sources. I don't ask you to believe me. I ask you to check my sources and document that the global warming of the last century was 1 degree Fahrenheit, and since then it's been reversed. It's now cooling for 12 years. And when they realize that and realize that carbon dioxide, you know, the carbon dioxide that is in the atmosphere, Jason, is very, very small. It's 0.04%. But how much of that carbon dioxide that's in the air is produced by human activities? 3% of that. I use an illustration that I think will help people to understand it. Let's imagine we're in the big astrodome with the roof closed, and we fill the astrodome with 1 million white balloons. Those 1 million white balloons represent the nitrogen and oxygen, which composes over 99% of all the air, okay?
Yes.
Now,
yes.
How many of those 1 million balloons should we paint light green to represent carbon dioxide? Well, here's the answer, 391. 391 balloons out of 1 million represent carbon dioxide. But how many of those 391 balloons represent carbon dioxide produced by human activities? 12. 12 balloons out of 1 million balloons. That's human activity producing carbon dioxide. You know, people don't realize it, Jason, but there's over 50 times as much carbon dioxide in the deep oceans as there is in the atmosphere. And it recycles about every 5 years. When the oceans get a little bit warming, usually because of the sun's activity, then they release more carbon dioxide from the deep oceans, a mile deep or more. When it gets cold, the oceans absorb more carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. We are not in a position to absolutely scientifically prove that the rise in carbon dioxide, which is taking place about 4% a year, we're not in a position to absolutely confirm that it's because of human activity at all. It could well be due to other causes because there's so much carbon dioxide out there, and the amount produced by human activities is only 3% of the amount of carbon dioxide that's out there every year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for example, a swamp produces way more carbon dioxide every year than human activity. Cows and horses and pigs emit more greenhouse gases from both ends every year than all human activity, including burning of fossil fuels. Even volcanoes produce more carbon dioxide every year than all human activity.
So what would you say to someone who would say, well, then we should all become vegetarians then? What do you say to people like that?
It wouldn't make any difference at all because our contribution to carbon dioxide is so minuscule, and there is no scientific evidence that our carbon dioxide is causing any growth of global temperature. The reality is, history shows, and the ice core samples from Antarctica and Greenland show conclusively, that there have been many times in the past when carbon dioxide has been far greater, 3 to 4 to even in some cases 8 times higher than it is today, going back in the geologic past, when humans were not producing carbon dioxide in any measurable quantity. And obviously, what the ice cores actually show, as I document, is that rather than higher carbon dioxide facilitating or leading to global temperature rise, it's the other way around. When the temperature rose because of sun's activity or cloud activity, usually it was a century or sometimes 3 or 4 centuries after that, that carbon dioxide rose. And so it seems that if there is a causal effect at all, it's the reverse of what Al Gore and the global warming alarmists say. You know, Al Gore, with his book and now his PowerPoint that has been, presentation that's been shown to millions of students throughout the world, sometimes 3 or 4 times in different classes, it's just full of scientific fallacies and lies. For example, Al Gore says that the polar bears are in danger because of global warming. Well, let me tell you, scientifically, it's been demonstrated and verified. This is not my opinion, but in the 1950s, there were about 5,000 polar bears, mostly in Canada and Greenland and a bit in Russia.
Uh-huh.
Today, 23,000. Almost a 5 times increase in 60 years of the amount of polar bears. And he says they're in danger. Then he says that the snows of Kilimanjaro, the glacier in Kilimanjaro in Kenya, is melting due to global warming. The scientists say, no, it is not. It's been melting for over 150 years. And it's not due to global warming, but it's in fact due to local conditions of deforestation by the population. He says that Antarctica, the ice sheets, are melting. Well, the truth of the matter is, in Antarctica, where we have 90% of all the ice in the world is in Antarctica, in Antarctica, there is one area in a peninsula, 2% of all of Antarctica, where the temperature is rising a little bit, a couple of degrees,
uh-huh.
And that's where most of the ice sheets are calving off. In 98% of Antarctica, it's colder every year than it has ever been, and the ice is in fact being added year after year, and it's growing. In Greenland, the same thing is true. He says that if the Greenland ice sheet melts and goes into the sea, that the rising sea level would, you know, swamp city after city, Miami, New York, London, Singapore. But the truth of the matter is that in both Antarctica and Greenland, the ice, almost all of it, is sitting on rock. In the case of Greenland, it's sitting in a limestone bowl, and there's nowhere it's going. It's not moving. It's not falling off in the sea. Only that little small portion of the ice of Greenland that is right on the coast is, in fact, going into the sea. Then he talks about the Canadian Arctic. Well, the Canadian Arctic is different than Greenland and Antarctic because the Canadian Arctic ice is, in fact, floating. It's floating on mm-hmm. the Arctic Ocean. Now, he says that as that melts, and for a few years back, it was melting. It was getting less. But now we have the strongest ice cover in the last winter than we've had for many years. It just simply oscillates. It's climate change. It's what the planet does. But even if the whole Canadian Arctic melted, Jason, it would not rise the sea level of the world by an inch. Now, do you know why?
No, I don't. Why?
Take a large glass and put a couple of big ice cubes in it.
Okay.
Fill the glass with water right to the point where it's almost overflowing, but not.
Okay.
Leave the ice. Let it melt. Will the glass overflow?
No, it'll just...
Excuse me, melt?
No, it won't at all, actually.
No, because ice is water when it expands. And when ice melts, it gets smaller.
I was actually going to say, I bet the level goes down.
Nope, it just stays the same.
It would just stay the same. Okay, I was just curious because water, when it freezes, it gets bigger, doesn't it?
That's right.
Okay.
And so when the ice would melt, it wouldn't rise the sea level an inch. And yet his book and his PowerPoint presentation, which has been seen by tens of millions, is causing, according to child psychologists, many students, in fact, one poll showed 50% of the high school students in Britain said that they were going to bed worried about the flooding of their country and that they felt there was no hope for the world because of global warming.
There was an
article and a television program interviewing young couples who were saying they refused to have children because who wants to bring children into a world which has no hope? These people who cynically want to achieve the end of capitalism, the socialization, and even Marxism of the economy, together with global government, have literally created a fraud which is affecting people's psychology, telling them that there's no hope for the world. And as this cooling, which has gone on now for 12 years, Jason,
yes,
as it continues, I guarantee you there is going to be a reaction. And as people realize, and they are increasingly realizing, because after 12 years of cooling and the coldest winters we've had, people are saying, wait a minute. What is all this global warming stuff? There's no global warming going on at all. And increasingly scientists and even some reporters who previously were enthusiastic about global warming are now beginning to say, wait one minute. Mm-hmm. And there have been so many scientific lies and so many fraudulent statements by Al Gore and by people like the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, that people are slowly beginning to realize that this is a fraud. Now, here's the problem. I believe that the generation of our fathers faced the great threat of Nazism and communism,
mm-hmm,
and Japanese militarism, and they sacrificed themselves to save the freedom and liberty without which life is hardly worth living. Our generation has a new challenge. Yeah. These global warming alarmists have a plan, and they were very close to achieving it, to literally destroy the free enterprise capitalism, which has produced the greatest freedom, economic and prosperity, that and better health that mankind has ever known. And they also want to get rid of national government, voter representation. They want a world in which the elite themselves get to make all the rules. And if you want to look at what global government would be, take a look at the European Union. Here are 27 nations who, many of them were founded in democracy in the last few centuries, and yet those 27 nations with 500 million people now have less democracy than most third world countries. Those individuals living in Wales and Ireland, in Britain and France, they have no say in what is really going on other than only local issues. For mm-hmm. example, the 500 million people living in Europe, all the significant decisions regarding taxation, regarding regulations, are made by the European Commission. 27 appointed members, elites, who behind closed doors make decisions that affect the foreign policy, the economic policy of all of the nations and population of Europe. Now, individual voters have no say in who those people are. Most people couldn't tell you even who one of those representatives, even the one who represents their country, say Britain or France or Germany. Now, there is a European Parliament, but that European Parliament is nothing but a UN debating society in high school. You can vote for those individuals, and they sit around and debate, earn lots of money, but they have no ability to set the laws, to choose executives, or to set taxation levels. All power is actually attributed to and exercised by the 27 appointed members, this elite, in Brussels, and that is the shape of world government to come. And if the world doesn't wake up now and realize that unless we tell our politicians, our representatives, that we do not want to sign global warming treaties. We do not want to exercise cap and trade and carbon taxes that will destroy the reliable, inexpensive energy without which there cannot be the prosperity that we have come to enjoy. One of the reasons the United States economy is in such bad shape, that even though the stock market's doing fairly well, there are very few jobs being created, is that the regulations that have been imposed by state and federal governments and local governments, all in the name of combating this illusion of global warming, have made it so expensive to run small and medium-sized businesses, so expensive to hire individuals. The regulations are just literally killing business in America. For example, my country, Canada, obviously faced with the same economic problems in the world as you are. We produce more jobs every year, even though we have only one-tenth the population, than America does. We have not embraced this global warming regulation and global warming taxes that the Democrat Party and Obama has embraced.
Wow, that's amazing. I didn't know that, that Canada actually makes more new jobs than down
here in
the
States. That, according to all the economists, out of the top G20, the top 20 economies in the world, Canada is number one in terms of job creation as well as in terms of its growth of gross national product. Most of the nations of Europe and America have crippled their business environment with global warming regulations. For example, the Environmental Protection Agency is introducing regulations that just make it almost impossible for many businesses to prosper. And when that happens and the uncertainty of new regulations coming down the pike, then obviously businesses back up. They don't hire a lot of new people. Or if they do, they set up a branch in India or China, and that's exactly what's happening. And we end up exporting what should be American jobs to other countries where they don't have such regulations.
Thanks for listening to Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.